Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, doing today. This is G Wright, and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And I'm telling you, it's all good. You know, I appreciate the love that you guys send me from week to week. You know, we air on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7, and sometimes we might have some little adjustments here and there during concerning the time. But I want you guys to just know that it's my desire in this year to bring some guests on, to bring more guests to talk about certain issues and different things that they're doing in the community. But I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate all the love. You know, you can hit me up on Yahoo at gwrightonline@yahoo.com and send me an instant message. I appreciate that. And also, if you have questions for the people I am interviewing or even for myself, please call in at 646-595-4311. This past Tuesday, we had a dynamic time with Elder Monica Brown. Elder Monica Brown, you can visit her website at monicabrownministries.com. And also during the course of this actual radio broadcast, feel free to check out my official website at gwrightonline.com and at myspace.com/gwrightsing. Now, today, you know, I have a friend of mine, and hopefully, you know, we're going to be doing more collaborations together, and her name is Victory Waters. I call her the Oprah of Blog Talk Radio. But right now, I have to give a shout-out to TAZ and the Urban Committee. You know, so I just, you know, the Urban Committee, so I just have to say, what's up, you know. So, but I want you to sit back and relax. We can get things started today with someone that I really like their music, and I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, that there will be a brighter day. And this is Kirk Franklin, Brighter Day.
Young people are going to stand up real quick. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
Like this.
Never thought that I would come.
That was Bright A, Kirk Franklin. So, like I said, we have Victory Waters. Victory, are you there?
I am here.
What's going on, girl?
How you doing? Yeah. How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing well. And I can say I'm blessed, and even more so blessed to have the one and only Victory Waters on the Heart of Love Radio Show. You know,
Heart of Love Radio Show. What's up, baby? What's up?
What's up, baby? You know what? You are the Oprah of Blog Talk Radio. That's my nickname for you.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm told that all the time. I am told that all the time from people that are in the industry that are pretty much up there. I mean, you know, Jay Moss says it all the time. You know, I get told by, of course, people like Adina Howard and Lili. All those guys tell me that all the time. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that analogy. I love that. I love that.
You know what? You know, we've known each other ever since July. I think it was June or July of last year. And I tell you, we don't always get a chance to talk, but you're definitely one person that I can say that I'm looking forward to getting to know.
Oh.
You know, come.
Whoa.
You do things, I tell you. We had a blast that day. You know, I tell you guys, she tried to keep my chair, my lawn chair. I was like, let me be a gentleman. Let me, you can have this victory.
Now, let me tell a story. Okay, so people, let me tell you what happened. All right, I'm at the Stone Mountain Gospel Festival last year, right? This is last, like, June, I believe. And I walk in trying to be cute with my little halter top-looking thing on, you know, trying to show a little bit of chest. And as I walk through, I'm looking and I'm seeing people and everyone's sitting down. It's hot. It is hot. Ladies, it is hot, okay? So, you know, what I did was I just worked with what I got. I decided to say, oh, you know what, let me just see. Let me just saunter over here and see if somebody will give up their chair. And long and behold, I walk up to a table, and it was there. He was all hemmed up in that table, too, boy, in that chair. He looked like he was nice and cool. So I went over to him, and who was it? G. Wright. So I walk over, right. And I sit down, and I said to myself, well, hi, how you doing? And he sat me down in the chair. I was so happy. And after that, my feet were so sore. I was striking up conversations with anybody, you know, with the ants, just to see if he would just allow me to stay in that chair a little longer. And he did. And, you know, he was a cutie pie, you know, because you are adorable. You are a cutie pie. I kept saying to myself, like, this is funny. I mean, I am so jacked up right now, and he's allowing me to sit in his chair. I love that. We have a photo of that, too.
I know, right? It's on my MySpace page. I think I'm going to have to put it up. I'm going to pull it out and put it on my it's on actually both MySpace and my Angie Wright Online.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I got you up there, Victory.
Oh. Whoa.
You know, I got to tell you guys, sometimes people will help you and sometimes people will not help you. And one thing about you, Victory, you help people.
Oh.
You know, you help people, and I know the more you help, the more God blesses you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you something. You know, I like to help people because it gives me a greater satisfaction at the end of the day, you know, to see somebody succeed in something that I may have had a hand in, even though, you know, I'll tell you something. And usually the thank you is seeing you succeed. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the
thing
that I get because I'm thinking to myself, like, well, you know, if I was in your shoes, I'd want someone to help me out, you know. And in broadcasting, you know, my background, so, you know, with all the Fox and CBS and all that good and Food Network and Discovery and all the other places I've worked as a production person in some sort, whether it be film producer to, well, desk assistant at one point, production assistant at another point, you know, and an on-air person here, there, and everywhere, I like to help people out because I know that if that was me, you know, because so many of us decide that we're just not going to help someone or we're afraid of them moving us out of position, that we don't go ahead and help someone. You know, we're just afraid, but we block our blessings because you never know what that person's going to do. You know, I mean, sure it is. I mean, I could be, if someone didn't help me, I had a guy, let me tell you something. You know, I didn't just happen on 16 networks right now, or 17 networks just now. You know, there's two guys in particular that helped me out. The first person was Jim Stroud, who's amazing. He's like one of those, you know, people behind the curtain. Like, he's like the Wizard of Oz, right?
Right.
And no one knows who he is. You know what I'm saying? He is not like, not in entertainment world. Now, in recruiting world, yeah, jimstroud.com, absolutely. But, you know, when I look at things like, you know, how I met him and how I was a great steward at something totally different than broadcasting when I first moved to Georgia out of New York City. You know, it's just interesting watching him, you know, watching him go ahead and tell me how to do certain things and how to be a podcaster. That's when I first started doing podcasting. Next thing you know, look at it now. And then the person that came on top of that was Daryl. And Daryl of the Idol Radio Show, he was the one who started another network, you know, and basically had me as their, and still does, as their flag person. You know, it just, it's amazing. And I mean, you know, we all help each other. And that's where you come along. And I met you that day, and I was like, oh, he's a cutie pie. He's nice. He's
thanks.
Cute. He can sing. He can sing, and he can sing. And he's in Georgia, and he's straight. I'm just saying. I'm just being real.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it real, keep it real.
Just being real, you know, and it's nice. It's nice to see that. It's nice. I enjoyed you. I enjoyed you fervently. Somebody's asking me, how do we go ahead and listen to G. Wright online? Do you want to tell them that right now? Because my fans are asking me right now on my Yahoo. Yeah, they're asking me.
You know,
yep.
You can go to gwrightonline.com. In fact, if to hear the snippets.
What about
to
hear you live right now?
They can go to blogtalkradio.com / G-Wright. Yeah, blogtalkradio.com / G-Wright.
Okay. All right.
They can hear me live.
I'm telling them that right now. You see? You see? Even when I'm talking to you right now, I'm making sure our folks can hear you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I do stuff. That's how I like to do it like this. Katrina's telling me to tell you hello.
What's up, Katrina?
Katrina Dawkins is saying hello.
You know what? You know Katrina. That's my girl.
Just saying hello right now as we speak.
You know, and I know what she probably wants me to say.
What?
Give a shout out to her church.
Oh, you know what? That one right there, that is a church-loving chick if I ever met one. I mean,
I know, right?
She gives me a bulletin. I swear to God, every show, I got like 1,001 bulletins to send out. She's saying she's listening to the show right now as we speak.
Right. I know what she's saying. Give my church a shout. I told her, you know, I told her, the last time I told her, you call in and say something.
She said she's just doing her job. Thank you. She says, I'm a public relations coordinator. And she's, like, smiling.
You know, I said, call in. I said, just call in, just say something.
You know, people are funky like that. They really are. They you know, not everybody wants to say something because they're afraid they're going to sound like an idiot. You know?
I know. But that's my girl. Katrina's my girl.
Yeah, Katrina's a nice. I mean, this is the same Stone Mountain Festival. I met her there. I met you there. I met Luciana Williams there. That sang. Do you remember Luciana? Real pretty girl.
Yeah.
I met her there. I met Jay Moster that night. That's how I know Jay Moss.
Yep.
And I kept in contact because I'm no fool now. I keep in contact, you know. I mean, the other night, you know, when I saw Fantasia, I decided to, you know, Fantasia and I are, well, we were in contact before, then we lost contact after American Idol. And then now I'm back into contact with her, which is cool, too. So her and her mom. So that's a good thing, too. I'm waiting for those pictures to develop so you can actually see them on my page. But anyway.
Oh, wow. You know,
yeah.
I have to tell you this. I tuned into your show one day, and it just blew me away. I said, Victory is doing this.
Oh, Lord. What show is this? Let's see if you're lying or not.
Okay.
Let's see
you know
if you're a gold-faced liar or not. Let's see. What show is this, G? What show is this? Uh-huh.
I'm listening. This show, we had a guest with a saxophonist. You had the guest saxophonist.
Oh, Isaac Adjemon, yes.
Right.
He used to play with the Miles Long band, with the Malcolm Jamal Warner's band. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, see, you thought I didn't know.
Yeah,
well,
and see, for those of you who don't know Malcolm Jamal Warner, I don't know where you've been, but that used to be Theo on The Cosby Show, and also in Malcolm and Eddie with Eddie Griffin. Yeah, he used to be in that band right there, but then he started to open up for his own stuff, like Amy Grant and Michael
right.
McDonald. He's been doing a whole lot of stuff. That man can play that sax like nobody else's business. You know, forget Kenny G. Bump Kenny G. I love me some Isaac, okay? I'm telling you, he made me cry with one song. I mean, no lyrics, simply the melody. That skills
yeah.
right there, okay?
Now, I'm going to tell you, after hearing that music and hearing your show was so dynamic. And I said, wow. You know, like I said before, thing I love about you is that you're not afraid to say, you know what? This is what you need to do, X, Y, and Z. Now, I got to let you guys know, she didn't tell me everything, how she does everything, but she gave me a good heads up that people generally wouldn't do.
Right. Right.
And, you know, my question for you is, since you know people don't do that, what's it been like for you since you've been doing that and since you've been podcasting?
Okay, you're saying a whole bunch of do that and don't. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Do what?
Okay. I want to ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
I was talking about how blown away I was.
Right.
Now, I apologize. I'm just so excited. I'm just rambling on. Let me calm down. Let me take in and out.
Woosa.
Okay, I'm talking to Victory Waters. Y'all just don't know. This is a big deal. You know how hard it is to get Victory Waters on?
Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul.
But you help when people don't help. Has anyone ever scolded you or gotten to you or asked you why you help so many people?
I do. I get that every so often. People that will say to me, you know, why bother? You're not getting paid for this. You know, they're not paying you, so why are you doing it? And my answer is always the same because it's not so much, you know, I find ultra-Christians tend to look out for that silver lining. They tend to try to say, well, God will bless me in the long run. That's not even what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking
right.
about what's going to happen in your career. If you're happy, then let me tell you something. This is how I think. I'm a deep sister, okay? The first
right.
should tell you it all, okay? I'm a deep thinker. I like to think of like this. Now, the problems in the world, I'm going to go around the way to get to what I'm going to answer you, okay? The problems of the world can be summed up simply by this, socioeconomic issues, okay?
Right.
That's really what it boils down to, whether it's oil, whether it's this lack of funding, it's just socioeconomic. That's where the basic differences are. So with that being said, if you're doing something, now let's go back to the podcasting. Let's go back to being a teacher, to an inspirational
right.
singer or inspirational speaker, whatever you're doing, and I can actually help you out, that means that you're passionate. That means you're going to be happy. If you're happy, that means you're going to be productive. If you're productive, that means probably your income is going to be an indication of how productive you truly are, which means
right.
you're able to buy the things you want, which means that everything is all copacetic. You understand what I'm saying? But when you don't allow somebody, when you don't allow another individual to foresee their dreams, when you don't bring them out and say, you know what, baby, you know, let me help you out with this, because not everybody is afforded the same opportunity in life. I've been blessed that I have two parents that I grew up with in the same
right.
household, okay, who've been married for 36 years now, who I've
right.
never, I don't even remember, and, you know, who's never had a fight. I've never seen them fight. I'm sure they have, but I've never seen them fight. I've seen them only kiss and touch each other in places that, you know, here, my thing is, yeah, keep that in the bedroom, okay? But here's the thing. My mom and dad were going to kill me, but, you know,
I know,
the two of them, they're still together, they're still alive, they're still doing great things. They love each other. I've been afforded that opportunity, and my father's an archbishop. So with that being
wow.
said, and my aunt being a lieutenant governor of Nova Scotia right now, I've come up in a very great, solid, formable background. And I'm
right.
able to help people because I see the silver line. I see that. There are some people who come, you know, through this life, single-parent homes through no fault of someone's own. Maybe somebody died. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was sent to war, Iraq, for example. Maybe now that the parent is dead, and maybe this child is now 8 years old. This child may feel like there's nothing else in this world, and no one's going to ever help them. But then there's someone like me that comes along and says, this is not my kid now, but I go out of my way to help that child out, because you never know where that child's going to be. Now, that child is an adult. You know, someone like yourself, maybe, you know, your father or mother may not be gone, but here's the thing. You may not have had that same start in life, or maybe you were just too afraid. Maybe, you know, a lot of black people, okay? I'm speaking to the brothers and sisters. I'm speaking to everybody right about now.
Keep it real.
Black brothers and sisters out there who are listening right now. The one thing that we don't do is we don't teach our kids to go after their dream after they turn 15, you know? Before then, you're going to be an astronaut. That's right. You're 5 years old. Then when they turn 15, well, you know what? Let's just work for the government. You know, let's just get a job with benefits. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell each other to go ahead and be an entrepreneur. And so what ends up happening is that kids' dreams get dashed, and even though you're trying, to, you don't mean to, but you are. So you're sucking them in. They get into a life they can't stand. That's where you have, like, people now going to go out and party and have a great time, have crazy sex, all kinds of stuff going on because they're not happy. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying crazy sex means you're not happy, because getting crazy sex can be something, you know. But I'm just saying, some people go ahead and they do those things, those kind of risky behaviors, just because they don't know how else to go ahead and cope with life. So if I can go ahead and say, you know what, come here for a second. What is it you want to do? I have kids that say to me, I want to be a cameraman. And this little boy told me his name, Devon. And I said, Devon, a cameraman? What do you mean? He said, well, and then you got to ask questions. No, he's not my kid. He's not even related to me. I don't even know this kid. I saw him on the street one day. And I said, well, what does that mean? Well, you know what Spike Lee does. Ooh, that's not a cameraman. That's a director. Oh, what's the difference? Now, what if I didn't take that time out and told that child that?
Right.
I could say, oh, camera, oh, good for you, boo-boo, and don't tell him how to do it.
Right.
No, honey, let me explain to you what that means. You know, matter of fact, why don't you go, and I'm talking to some parents out there right now who have kids who want to be in movies, you know, who want to be in film. I implore, please, go get a DVD of their favorite movie, whatever it is, but don't get it unless it's a director's cut. Or it says commentary, director's commentary, not by the actors. We don't care about the act. I don't care about what they got to say. You want to hear what the director says, you know, because actors will, well, I had that outfit on. It's really nice. No, who cares? Sideways is a perfect example. Don't buy it, okay? Buy, like, Inside Man. Because, you know, Spike Lee explains why Denzel had that hat on a certain way, or why that crane shot was a certain way. There's a certain thing, and kids start to see things from another vantage point. And when you open up somebody's mind to see things differently, they tend to act differently, which means they produce different results, which means we have another generation with differentness. Do you understand me?
Yeah, the thing about it is that's so great is the fact that you are putting back into the youth. You're putting back into the kids. You're giving them some hope where they have had no hope.
No, exactly. And you know what? And people, we need to stop that nonsense of, you know, back in the day it used to be that it takes a village to raise a child, okay? Then all of a sudden it became, not my child. Don't touch my, that, the what? Johnny didn't do that. That was Shaniqua. Shaniqua did that. All of a sudden, necks start going back and forth, fingers start popping. Next thing you know, you don't touch my child. I'm calling ACS or a DFACS or whatever it's called in whatever state you live in, and no one cares anymore. See a child on the street acting crazy, you don't pull it aside. Why?
Oh.
That's insane to me.
Yes. Victory, I think we have a calling for you.
Oh. What's that? What is
this? What's up?
Who's talking? I want to hear. What's the first three numbers? 678-404-2122 what?
678-637.
Oh,
it's me. I'm calling in.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good. I'm on the court. It's a little bit of the show. It sounds great.
It sounds great. What have you been hearing so far?
I just heard about it takes a child to raise a village. I just tuned in.
You just tuned in. Okay, well, I was just saying that G. Wright, first of all, this is G. Wright's show right now, and, you know, we were talking about just me. He was saying that he loves the fact that I help people. I love to help people, and I do like to help people, and he asked me, have I gotten any flack from helping too many people, or what have people been saying to me? And I just told him that, you know, the whole litany of it takes a village to raise a child, and I love helping people because you never know where they're going to end up in life. And if I can give them a different vantage point from the one they currently have, it actually makes everything else a little bit more bearable at the end of the day. You know, productivity goes up. I mean, if someone was to tell me back in the day, I never had anybody tell me about entertainment because that's just not what we do in black communities. We tell each other to work at, you know, the power company. They're not going to go out of business. Baby, come over here for a second. Come work at this power company. Better yet, work at a funeral home. People are always dying. You know, we always tell each other that. We never say, come and go ahead and do your own company. Come to Uncle, you know, so-and-so's house. And let me, besides the lawn care business, okay, let me just put that out there. Besides the lawn care business, there are other things that people of color can do, okay? And I just think it's necessary to give different vantage points. And if I can help people out, I would love to. I mean, G. Wright was saying that. But wait,
let me make one comment on that. One thing you have to understand, the generation before, I guess two generations ago, parents would just come out of high school, so they wanted better, was to work at the big companies, was to do the big thing. Now we're two generations from that, and I think we see some entrepreneurs. Now we see some great black entrepreneurs. I mean, so I think it's going to kind of take a couple of generations.
You think so? You think that we're going to go back and you were going to go back and do some greatness now, being that we've seen what our parents have done, and then now we're seeing what? Because I think I'm the generation before the one you're talking about right now. I think I'm one generation.
Yeah, you are a generation before the one. I'm two before that one. So I understand what you're saying about parents saying do this, do that. But most of the parents that I grew up with, I mean, either were a doctor, lawyer, or teacher. That was basically our doctor. That was it.
Right, right. And I too heard the same thing. I think the difference is now people are starting to realize, well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we could do more than that. Maybe we can tell that child to go ahead and have its own practice, as opposed to.
A lot of kids do. I know a Morehouse sophomore who's at Morehouse, a bright young man who owns houses already.
Really?
Them out already, and he's 20 years old.
See.
There are great stories out there of people. He's been talking about doing this since he was 17 years old.
Really?
Got a full scholarship to Morehouse, and he rents out two houses to students right now, bought them on his own.
Get out of here. Gee, you hear that?
I know.
He tutors math to high school students. I mean, he does a lot of things. He's only 20 years old.
Okay,
I know another young man that graduated Morehouse last year working in his father's construction business.
Really?
We'll be president one day. There are great black stories out there. We just got to get out there and find them. The news media doesn't want to find those great black stories.
And see, that's another reason why I do the show that I do. That's exactly why I do the show that I do, because I think it's important. You know, I don't just do the Adina Howards and the Melba Moores and the, you know, Jennifer Hudsons and, well, I don't do Jennifer Hudson. That's a Daryl thing. But, you know, I'm giving Daryl a shout-out right now. Yeah, I don't do the Jennifer Hudsons yet, the Fantasias, the T.I.s. I don't just do them, although they're incredible stories too. I like to do the stories of the regular individual.
Let's just do this. Go down to Spelman College one day and just listen to any one of those young ladies. I've never met a Spelman student or graduate that was not impressive, period.
Wow.
And I think it's just people don't have exposure to those young ladies, or they're looking at what the media is portraying. Those young ladies were the first ones to come out against Nelly's rap video in protest.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, the one where they had the credit card swiping the woman's behind.
Oh, right, right.
BET.
Right. I don't watch BET. I wouldn't know.
What is that revolution of having Nelly come over and have a dialogue? They started that. 18, 19, 20-year-old woman. I mean, my daughter no longer watches BET at 21 because she doesn't like the images. She stopped watching it 2 years ago.
Really?
I mean, people are making conscious decisions. Young people are making some very good decisions out there.
Right.
They're doing some very good things at some of these universities, these HBCUs and other universities. There's some very impressive young folks out there that are going to do some things
See, and I think it's, and that's why, but see, okay, those are the ones in college. I like to reach the ones that haven't even gotten there yet. I like to reach the ones that are, you know, basically, you know, kicking cans still, you know what I mean? Those are the ones that are like 10 and 9, and they're the ones that are most impressed with the stuff you see on BET. Oh, my God, they're so impressed. I mean, they can tell
that's
you every single thing.
The family structure and what the family structure is going to impart on those. So those young mothers have to make reading a priority, make schoolwork a priority.
Reading
make
a priority.
Material less of a priority.
Right.
It comes sometimes just comes down to plain old good parenting, and we got to teach those young mothers how to parent because they don't know how to.
I'll say another thing on that too. It's not just about that. It's also about teaching those young mothers that, you know, teaching your child to become something great. Other than just, I mean, because the reading is one thing. But, see, kids, they're not going to understand that whole reading thing yet. Just because I used to love to, I'm a nerd. I'm a big nerd. So ignore me. But, you know, other kids, no, I really am. I'm the biggest nerd that there is. I mean, woo, I just gave away a whole bunch of books yesterday. I got a whole bunch of books everywhere. It's ridiculous. But that was me. There are people in my generation that didn't want to read at all. Now this generation with the Xbox and I don't even know what the other things are right now. What was that?
Reading starts by the parent reading to the child at 1 and 2 years old. Then the child will try to read the book themselves, and some of them even memorize the books, and they don't even know the words, but they will know a small story from back to forth. But
well,
that's when it starts.
This is another thing, too, though, the teachers. Teachers in the school
system. You can take a child to the library and get a library card when they get in school, have a habit of library, free books, free magazines. It opens up a whole new world.
They don't
know
libraries.
To the world through books. Exposed to, in my elementary school, I read every biography that was in the elementary school to see what great black people were doing. And that exposed me to what can do. Benjamin Banneker, Hank Aaron, you just keep naming them.
I'm a second grade teacher myself.
Oh, you are?
So I love to expand the kids' minds and right now they've just started doing book reports.
So you're a second grade teacher. So you got kids that are like 7 and 8.
Right.
Victory, I'm gonna check out now. You're doing great. I've got to hit a few more balls to get out of here.
You're on the golf course. You called me from the golf course?
Hey, when Victory calls, I have to call in.
Oh, wow. You're so cute. Thank you.
Hey, thank you
all
for
right,
the radio show, man. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Bye.
Bye. Victory, one thing about you, Victory girl, you have your supporters. Victory, please teach me a little bit some more. Please teach me some more. I am your protege. I am the protege of Oprah, y'all. of the Oprah of Blog Talk Radio.
That person you just heard is a very well-established individual at Morehouse.
Wow.
Yeah, very well-established. That's
you know,
what you just heard.
I used to go to Morehouse years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mm.
They over-awarded me because my mom was, they said my mom was a, she made too much money as a single parent.
Oh.
They took away three grand. Probably like two weeks before my sophomore year. I just told my mom, I said, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Mm.
One of my friends just asked me, what's his phone number? He's trying to get hooked up with people who are influential and trying to do things in the community.
Oh, tell him, he didn't say his name, did he? So that's why it makes me wonder. Okay, do me a favor and add me to your Yahoo list. Add me to, is that okay? Can I tell them that or no?
That's yes, you can go ahead.
Okay, because I don't like to just bum rush people's shows.
Hey,
have them ask you and then I'll just send me the email and then I'll just email you back and then you tell them if you want to do that like that.
Okay, I don't mind. You can go ahead and tell them.
Okay, It's the Yahoo address. It's victorywaterspeaks@yahoo.com. That's a way. I mean, there are other emails, but the reason why I say that one, you can add me to your IM list, victorywaterspeaks@yahoo.com. And, yeah, that's a Morehouse person just now and a Morehouse School of Medicine person. He's connected with both, and he's pretty, you know, like I said, influential over there. So if anybody knows anything, that person does. Trust me when I tell you that.
You know, the thing about it is My parents are saying, amen, amen, to everything you've been saying today.
Oh.
I said, are you liking the show? They're like, yes, yes, amen, amen.
Now, wait, I am no holy. Let me tell you that I am not a holy individual. People kill me with that. They keep saying things like, I'm the holy version of Wendy Williams. Nobody knows what to do with me. You know, I'm Wendy Williams one day. I'm Don Imus another. I'm, what's his name, Hannity and Combs another. I'm Rush Limbaugh another. I'm like, yo, Bill O'Reilly. I've heard it all. And I'm just like, Andy Rooney, when I get on my little tangents about stuff, which I do all the time. I can't help myself. You know, I mean, just stupid stuff. I mean, just stuff that, I don't know, I don't even know. I mean, you could say something right now, and I'll just go off on a tangent, like, did you ever notice, blah, 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 like the Seinfeld episodes? I could have written every one of them, I swear to God.
Right.
And, I mean, well, and so I'm not holy, though. So yeah. I just want you to, you know, there are things that are coming out of my mouth that are just not, let's see. They're not Pope-ish.
Right. You know, one thing I'd say about you, Victory.
Yes, babe.
Is that, you know, just my friend just said, keep it real. Just keep it real.
Yeah, I can't. You know, and I'll don't get me started about church either. Don't play.
Okay, we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna go. We're gonna on another show.
Don't have me start with these pastors monogramming their names on their cuffs like they don't remember what their name is. Don't even get me started. Keep going.
You know what? You tell the truth.
I mean, really. No, I'm serious. Okay, tangent. I got to have one tangent. Okay, let me just say this. Tangent alert. What is the deal with that? You don't know what your name is? I mean, I can see you saying, you know, God's supposed to bless you because you're the man of God and you're here. And if God blesses him, then he blesses the whole flock. I get all of that logic. Here's my issue. Did God tell you to put diamond cufflinks in? I'm confused. Did God tell you that you needed to have your name monogrammed? Explain to me why a monogram name, that is not necessary.
Right.
See, here, I understand people need cars to drive. I don't know if you need 10, but okay. But I mean, hey, you know, there's two of you in your house. I'm not sure why you got to have a house that's double the price of the one you had before. But hey, all right, you did it. Okay, fine. But when I draw the line at monogrammed cufflinks, sorry, I don't understand what that's about. You know, cufflinks, or if it's just the sleeve, why is your name on the sleeve? If that's not for profiling causes, then what is it? You don't remember your name? You can remember an entire scripture and sermon, but you can't remember what your name is. So you need to put it on your cuffs. What's up? What's up with that? I mean, I don't understand it. And then I'm supposed to sit there and then pretend like I don't see it. And then, you know, you give me those, I call it the okey-doke sermon. That's the okey-doke of, you know, if somebody hate on your pastor, let them know that the devil is a liar. Whatever. That is, you know what you just did? You did the same thing Star Jones did. Don't play. Before Star Jones was fired, and she knew she was going to get fired and canned on television, she decided to come out in front of it and do things on her own. So when you heard the story later on, you'd say, Star already told me about that. So it becomes diluted. You understand? And that's exactly what some people do. Now, some pastors, I ain't say all, some do that. They come out and tell you, if you hear this, if you hear that, this way when you do hear it, you already know what your response is going to be.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's where the churches get a bad name, because of the things like that. I can't get down with that. I'm sorry. I just can't. Monogrammed, I'm just kind of like, and I'm going to question you. I'm going to ask, what is that? What is that? You are no different than T.I., okay?
Right.
You're T.I. without the guns.
Wow, that's something.
Really? I mean, because you think about it, a lot of these people that are up on the pulpit right now, they didn't come from some silver-tongued family, or silver spoon, rather. The silver-tongued, probably. But silver spoon family, they didn't come from that. They came from somewhere on the streets of Georgia, streets of Oakland, okay? They came from Harlem. They came from, you know, Chicago, South Side. You know what I'm saying? They didn't come from these big alphas. They didn't come from Alpharetta. Okay? They didn't have long lineage of I'm in the Biltmore Estates. It wasn't like that. They came from these small little areas, and they made it big. Okay? Now what actually entails you making it big? My thing is, I think that the church needs to go ahead and redefine what it means to be a productive and an incredible church. You know, just because you give away a couple of cars a year, let's not get it twisted, people. It's called tax time. Okay, so I know, because I'm a business owner. I own two companies, okay, myself personally. I have two LLCs. It's registered with the state of Georgia. Do you know that every time that if at the end of the year my CPA looks at that and says, babe, you got to give away something. What? You got to buy a car that's worth this much money. I go buy that car. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's not get it twisted. You know, so-and-so get it from their own fortune. Yes, because they have to.
Right.
Hello? You know what? Strip yourself down. If you really want me to feel like you've done something good, strip yourself down to the bare bones like Jesus Christ, okay?
Yep.
And let's see how you operate then.
And the thing about you don't just talk. You do it.
Yeah, that's right. Because everything I'm telling you right now, you know how people go ahead and they talk about the past, they talk about the past? Uh-uh. How about I email two pastors that I know personally. I didn't just email them. I emailed their wives, their armor bearers, their, what do they call, ambassadors, a.k.a. security guards.
Right.
You know,
right.
their administrators, their elders, their ministers, and their deacons. Oh, I don't play. I tell exactly
right.
What I'm saying is what I've told every one of these people. They know how I feel, and they still
right.
allow me in church.
Hey.
I'm not a yes. You know what? Because people, pastors need people around them who are not going to be their yes men.
Right.
Can I get an amen on that? Okay? People
amen,
are
amen,
constantly.
Amen.
People are constantly going ahead and yesing them. Why? They're people. Let's not get it twisted. Hello, Jimmy Baker, anybody? Jimmy Stewart, rather, whatever his name is. I can't remember his name.
And there's some more here who are things like in Atlanta. You know, I'm not even saying the name.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm talking about one in Atlanta right now who went ahead. And here's the thing, people. I'm just going to tell you this. I mean, here's the thing. If it's public record, I'm talking about it, okay?
Right.
You can go to the county in which a person lives, put in a last name and a first name, and know how much their house costs. How about that? You
right.
can see the taxes. Did you know that?
Now you know that.
Oh, baby. Let me teach you. Go to google.com, put in a county. This is anywhere. This is anywhere, not just Georgia, anywhere in the United States. Now, there are different ways to look up a tax bill. You can do it either by name or by their control number, which you probably don't have unless you're, like, real sneaky, like the paparazzi probably got that. Or you have something along the lines of where they live, okay?
Right.
Either so you have three ways of doing it. In, for example, Henry County in Georgia, you're going to just put the person's last name in, their first name, bada bing, bada boom, you can see the property tax bills. That's public information.
Mm.
Look at you, you're quiet now. Uh-huh. How about I saw one pastor, his house was listed as $444,000, right?
Right.
How about now I think he must have been in a house, 2 years, whatever, 3 years. How about now he bought a house that's
$899,000? Ooh.
Mm-hmm. How about they're building a church?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm not going to ask you which pastor. I'm going to ask you offline.
No, you already know. You already know.
Okay.
You already know. The church was $22 million to build.
Ooh.
And my thing is, that's a stupid business practice, if you ask me. How do you move from one place? How do you square that away with your congregation? $400,000 one time, then you turn around and now the thing is $900,000 and you got two of you in the house. Because you have
right.
children, but your children are of college age. So what's up? What is that? And don't tell me to question you. I have a mind. I'm not a monkey. I can understand. I can reason, okay? That's the thing. People need to reason. That's the problem in the black churches. I'm telling you, we don't reason with logic. It's not about hating. It's about logically think it through. That is not good business practice. You don't go ahead. The first thing you do when you buy a house, you do not go ahead after you get approved for that loan and go ahead and buy a brand-new car. Because you know full well that car, you cannot afford that house anymore. It comes back closing time. I'm sorry, but Mr. Wright, you can no longer afford this house. Yes, I can. No, you just bought a car, and that's now on your credit. So then why doesn't the same thing apply to the church? Church is $22 million. You go ahead and buy a house that's double the cost of that while the church is being built, while you're still begging for money because we can't afford XYZ.
Wow.
What did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's the kind of nonsense I'm talking about. It's like, you know, that's why we need to, as black people, you know, stop going ahead and swallowing all of this. Ask questions. You know, black, white, white too. Look, some white children do the same thing. I'm black, so I'm just talking about my people right now. Okay? We need to stop that nonsense, because the more we don't look and see and go ahead and just use our own logic, really. And, yes, it does say the man of God is supposed to be taken care of by the church, but it doesn't say I got to put you up in a $1 million home. Tells you I can take care of you. Why can't you just understand I take care of you? I take care of you. I mean, I'll even give you a cook. Give you a cook, a cleaner. I'll give you a chauffeur. I'll do all that. But let me do it.
Right.
Let the church's name be on that. Why is your name on it? You see what I'm saying? Back in the day, churches used to buy houses, and the church's name was on that house.
Right.
These houses are in these individual names. Pay attention, people. And then they're using these things like, they'll put, like, if you notice now, you used to be able to, when you go to a church, it's getting larger and larger. All of a sudden, the pastor becomes a ministry. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, for example, so the G Wright, you know, G Wright has a church called, you know, let's say Total Faith. Okay,
right.
Total Faith Church in Decatur, Georgia. Now, I'm making this up. If there is one out there, I'm not talking about them. I'm just making this up. Okay, all of a sudden, you start preaching real good. Okay, next thing you know, it's like 5,000 members. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we got a donation button. Well, make it out to G. Wright Ministries. Why not Total Faith?
Mm.
You know why, right? See, Total Faith is a 501c3, which is a nonprofit. G. Wright Ministries is set up as a profit.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Ooh. You know, you educated me as always.
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Uh-huh. Most people don't. And I'm not just talking about it. Go ahead and look it up yourself. Look it up. Feel free. Look it up yourself. Call your CPA. Ask them what I'm saying. Don't just ask your pastor, because he's going to tell you something else. If he's doing it, something else anyway. Ask a CPA. Ask any of them. What's the difference between ministries and something else? And they'll tell you, one's profit, one's not profit. Then if it's all about just not doing that and for the glory of God, how about give me a rundown of how many prostitutes you took off the street? How about that? How many single mothers you put into a job? Okay, how many people's dreams did you realize without having to give them money? See, giving them money is only part of the problem being solved. Teaching them how to make the money is how to do it.
Right.
That's what I do. I am not a church, nor do I want to be one, because Lord knows. Uh-uh. That is way too much responsibility for me. I don't want to be a church. Mm-mm. Not interested. But I am someone who understands logic. My father is of the cloth, so I'm not talking about anything crazy. My dad, please, we still have alcoholics coming to the house, you know, that are, you know, suffering from, what do they call, the DTs? I mean, yeah, that's a slang term for it. But, you know, to say, I mean, when I was younger, I didn't understand. I'm 10 years old coming in, so I was like, what is this? My father's feeding people. That's how it used to be. You know, he's feeding people. I'm like, what is it? What? Why aren't they eating from my bowl? So I learned that early on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People looking like they need a bath. Why is my mother coming in with a wash? That's my washcloth. Ew. You know, I didn't understand that at 10 years old. Now I understand it. So I turn it over to somebody else that's able to help someone else. Because if I help you, you'll help someone else. Like this person who's asking these questions right now, who I just think added me to their Yahoo list.
Right.
I think we just did that just now. Like, oh, okay, somebody just added me to your lot. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, G. Wright Peoples. Thank you, G. Wright Peoples. You know, you don't know who he is. I don't know who he or she is. They could be helping out somebody else. It's about paying it forward. I love that movie, Pay It Forward.
Right.
Because you never know. You know, you pick up somebody on the street and, you know, and then put them in your car. It's, you know what, to me, for a pastor or a celebrity, to write a check for a problem means nothing. It means nothing to me. It really doesn't. You know, were you there? You have you stripped yourself of all your clothes? You know, have you done stuff? I mean, you know, you talk about people living in excess and you got 10 vehicles. I'm confused. Your message is all over the place. Like, you can't pay attention to what you say. You know, this is why you see me. I drive the same car I've been driving. You know, yeah, I do public speaking all over Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I actually do public speaking all over the United States, to tell you the truth. I'm actually going to Barbados not that long from now and doing some stuff down there. So, you know, and I do stuff in Canada, obviously, in Nova Scotia. So I fly around doing different public speaking. And people always ask me, what do you talk about? I really don't know. It's not until I get there. It's like, it's the energy of the room. If I ask questions and, you know, you guys ask, I mean, it's more of a, I don't want you to just sit there and just listen to me because that's boring. You know,
right.
Unless you get me going on something and ask me a question, or I'll ask you a question about your life, and if I see everybody's eyes glistening towards that, you know, I'll answer you. Like Harry Potter with, you know, Hermione was like, Professor McGonagall, can you tell me more about the Chamber of Secrets? And everybody just stopped to listen. That's how I feel.
Right.
You know, bad analogy probably. But anyway, you got what I'm saying. You know, where
yeah.
I can just look around in the crowd and say, okay, this is what you need to hear from me. And I just go on and tell you. You feel me?
I feel you there. And the thing about that is this. You know, I'm just learning a whole bunch about you. And I'm just thankful, you know, because I'm, like I said, I'm going to be your protege. You know, I'm going to be
Aww.
Oprah's protege. Blog Talk Radio shows Oprah.
Aww.
You know, the thing about that, keep it real, Victory. You keep it real and you keep it honest. And people respect you.
Yeah, I mean, but I get in trouble now. Don't get twisted. What?
Yeah.
I've had churches like, I can't believe she would say, no, but it's true. Stop it. Why do you have to take the threads out that dang cuff. What's up with you? Why do you need to have that on there? Like, what is it? I mean, really, what is the difference between you and, you know, T.I.? I mean, I'm not saying T.I. is a bad person, but if you're going to stand up and talk about T.I. and these rappers and Nelly this and Nelly that, you're doing the same thing Nelly does when he gets dressed up. What is wrong with you? Shouldn't you separate yourself from that?
Hmm.
Why are you both going to the same tailor? What is up with you? Like, what is wrong? You should be looking different. Act differently. But yet you're just doing the same things, and it's not cute. It's not cute. I don't want to hear all that. I want to hear what if it's about the Lord, tell me about the Lord and act accordingly. I mean, really, I really want to see that. Does it exist?
Right.
I mean, really, you don't see Joel Osteen doing that. I'm just being real.
You're being real.
You don't see him do it. Why doesn't he do all that? Because he doesn't need to. That right there is that's when you're like, ah, you still hood. Yeah, you hoodie. Yeah, you got muscle shirts on. What's up with you? A muscle shirt. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like looking like you need to have a, oh, Lord, don't even get me started. Rogaine brothers. Rogaine brothers up there. I don't understand. I just understand. It's just like, and you're profiling all the time. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. You know, you want to save souls. You don't go ahead. There was one pastor, and I'll talk about him too, Dr. Ivy Hilliard. Yes, I did say it. Because that man right there, I'm saying it like that because I have him on DVD and a CD. I could play it back, okay? Where this man, for the first 5 minutes when he got up to discuss who he was, he not only told us that his wife, this is what he said. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Smokey Norful, for, you know, wow, Smokey can, you know, he can dance with it. He can sing with it, right? And everyone's like clapping, you know, whatever, whatever. Then he goes on to say, you know, I want to say hello to Dr. So-and-so. And I was like, who's that? It was his wife. He says, he didn't say his wife, though. He's a Dr. So-and-so for pushing her way in tonight. I tell you, I got home today and I couldn't find her. My house is big, but it ain't that big. Now, what, was that necessary? No. But he goes on to say, you know, it was not that big. And I looked around, like, trying to find it, and I asked someone. Now, he didn't say my kids. He said someone. I asked someone, where was she? And I heard she was in the theater. So I went over to the top thinking, not me, oh, she was at the AMC Theater, the Lowe's Theater. You know, I'm thinking she went to a real theater, right? He said,
right.
So I went inside the theater, and there she was. There was no movie playing, but she was snuggled up in one of the big seats. And I looked at her and said, well, why are you sleeping in here? And she said, oh, the maid was cleaning the room. Mm-hmm. And then he said, look, but she's here tonight. We flew on our jet, and she's here tonight. Oh, praise God. And here's my son-in-law. He's head of our aviation department. Now stop. In less than 2 minutes, I just told you, this man had a house the size of God knows what that someone could get lost. He clearly has more than one servant. He has someone who cleans his room and a movie theater and a head of the aviation department. And can I also say further in the speech, you're talking about flying jets by night, helicopter by day. What does that have to do with the brother selling drugs or holding on his crotch on the corner because he doesn't know what's going on in his world? He can't support his family. So he's trying to figure out a way out. He's drinking at 40, trying to just go ahead and drown his dreams or drown his dreams in something tangible. You didn't say anything
right
about that. But everybody in the audience clapping like hollering like little fools, and I'm sitting there like, baby, what are you clapping for? You're 2 months behind on your light bill. What is wrong with you?
You are keeping it real. You just keep it raw.
I mean, really, people standing there, they were in line around the building to get this man's DVD. You understand me? And I'm looking, and I'm like, I thought you couldn't afford. One woman told me, oh, I can't, but this is going to bless me. Baby, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You heard what he said, right? Go home and just, you know what? No. Just
right.
No. This is not going to help you. He didn't say anything in there that's going to help you. All he told you was have people not talk about your pastor. All he did was go in front of the problems that he knows he's going to face. Talk about how he gives $100,000 on the day of $1 million Sundays. He goes ahead and drops $100,000, and I was like, oh, I'm through. I was there. Yes! I have it on DVD. So he can't even try to sue me for slander, boo. Don't say it on DVD if you don't want anybody else to hear it. That's what he said at New Birth South a year ago. Yes, he did. I have it. I'll play it tonight if I can find it.
Oh, man. Are
you
there?
You feel me? Yes, I'm right here. I know how that goes.
Yeah.
I know how that goes. I know exactly how that sound. They love to go ahead and monogram stuff. They monogramming right now. See that?
Right.
Yes, but, baby, I honestly... You know, my motto is to keep it. You have to talk to the people. People are suffering. People are hurting. People need to just be told things that are making them feel better in their lives, but also allowing them the opportunity to fix what's going on. You know, I can give them a whole rah-rah speech all day, every day, which is what he did. But it's at the end of the day, your phone's about to be cut off. Okay,
right.
So there's nothing that he's doing about that. What you want to do is go ahead and stir up some dreams. And I like to try to find, I try to facilitate that if I can.
Well, you know, Victory, I have to say, I've enjoyed you being on the show today. And I was wondering, can I bring you in next week?
Absolutely.
Is that too soon?
No, babe, you can always bring me in. I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to shoot for next Thursday?
Uh-huh, next Thursday. Next Thursday, you know my show is tonight, right?
Right.
Okay.
What time is your show tonight?
8:30. But
tonight,
I'm not on Blog Talk, though. You got to go to victorywaters.com.
Victorywaters.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I hear it from the...
Victorywaters.com. You'll hear me and see me. I'm on Blog TV as well, blogtv.com/victorywaters. Yeah, you can hear and see me. You'll see me. And I'm all over the place. I mean, it's like, I don't know. Alldigitalradio.com. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
You know what? I am right now moving, the process of moving, but I'm going to keep my computer up until the morning and before I unpack it. So I might not actually get a chance to click in because I'll probably be moving stuff here from here to the storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm going to do my best to hopefully be back here by 8:30 so I can hear you.
Absolutely. It's from 8:30 to 10, and you go to victorywaters.com, and you'll actually see the stream is from All Digital Radio, so you can hear it there, and also Blog TV. You'll see Blog TV as well. You're going to have to mute one of the sources, though, just because I would say to mute Blog TV source if you're going to be watching it from victorywaters.com. Now, if you want to participate in the chat, though, you're going to have to do a whole bunch of other stuff, but I talk about it on the show, so don't worry about it, but you'll see me. You'll see me tonight, and it's live. Everything is live. You know, you'll see me probably dancing in some hip-hop. I do a lot of old hip-hop music.
Well, first of all, I just have to say again, you know, I'm just appreciative and of you being on the show. And I know my listeners are going crazy. And I know you're going to get a whole bunch of some of my listeners from tonight, you know, looking at your show. And I just wanted to say I appreciate everything. I'm looking forward to what God has in store for both of us. Because somehow, for some reason, we've kept in touch through this time.
G, right online, baby. G, oh, you want me to do a drop for you? I'll do a drop for you.
Yeah, you do a drop for me, and I'll do a drop for you, too.
What you can do is cut, you know what, when you download this show right here, go ahead, and you have the software to do it?
No, you got to.
I'll teach you.
This is my mentor, y'all.
I'll teach you. Okay, right here in the show, pay attention to what time it says, okay? I'll do a drop for you right here, okay? Okay, what is the full name of your show?
The Heart of Love Radio Show.
The Heart of Love Radio Show. Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll do it now, and then I'll teach you how to go back and edit it down so then you can actually do this yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Hold on. you talked right through my thing. 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? You're listening to G Wright on the Heart of Love Radio Show. And I'm the girl, Miss Victory of Victory Waters Speaks. Peace out. Okay.
Okay, wow. Okay. You know, Victory, I tell you, you are the girl. This is my Oprah, y'all. This is my gym. This is Oprah of Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, baby. Blog Talk, all digital radio, all of them. I'm telling you, live 365, Shoutcast, Audio Realm, Talk Shoe, Now Live, Career Voice Radio. I forgot about them. Blog TV. Yes, baby. I'm on all of them.
You know, I have to hook you up with my boy, TAZ. You probably heard of him. TAZ, he's on my top friends and on MySpace. And I have to look for your profile on MySpace so I can put you on my top.
Okay.
And,
Yeah, you see how you clear it up quick, right? You're like, ooh, let me tell her right now, she's not my top friend list. Let me fix that right now.
I'm going to fix that. Look at it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it and put Victory at the top.
Yes. Now, how about my dog? Is my dog going to be up there, too? My dog got to be up there. You know my dog is back home, right? Sir Broadway is
back home.
I know.
I'm so glad because you're crying. You're like, where's my dog?
I'm a big baby. I need to have my baby with me all the time. I'm actually taking a picture of him right now. I'm going to send it to you. So you can put it on your website, okay? It's actually him on his belly. I'm going to, you know, move the camera up, though, because you can see his gonads.
Okay.
So he's on his back.
I'm
going to just make sure you don't see his gonads. Okay.
Okay,
here we go. Click. All right. I'm sending it to you. He's a bunch of fur. Sir Broadway's my baby. He's a Yorkie. He's 5.2 pounds, and he loves. He said he has told me he likes G Wright. That's what he just told me.
Oh, tell him I like him too. Tell him I look forward to seeing him.
Are you gonna see my baby?
I'm gonna see your baby.
Oh, I love my baby. As a matter of fact, I'm sending it to you right now. You're gonna get it on your cell phone, just so you know.
No,
as an MMS.
I'm gonna have to give you my other cell number, which I'm gonna text it to you.
Oh.
And I'm texting to you after the show.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it to you on the show because I want people trying to call in.
One more thing. Okay, people, if you want to go ahead and leave me a message, 212-845-9933. 212-845-9933. Did you get that? Okay, here we go again. 212, I'm being funny. 212-845-9933.
Yeah, I know you didn't just say, put your real number in there, did you?
No. That's 212-845-9933. What that is, it's a number that you can leave me messages on.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'd like to tell you guys, this is my mentor, Miss Victory from Victory Waters. She's from Victory Waters Speaks on Blog Talk Radio and victorywaters.com.
Yes, baby.
Hey, I got to get ready to go, Victory.
Okay.
But I'm going to call you in a minute right after the show.
Okay.
But I appreciate you, and you guys just give it up for Victory Waters. From victorywaters.com.
Yay me, yay G Wright, yay G Wright,
yay go. I caught myself doing my radio drop right there. You caught that, right?
I saw.
I tried, right?
Yeah, you did. And it's good. Good job.
All right, well, I appreciate you being on the Hard Love Radio Show. We will see Victory Y'all next week from about 6 or 7. I'm going to get back in touch with you about next week.
Okay.
As far as the time, I might change the time just a little bit.
Okay. Works for me.
All right, and don't forget to check Victory Waters out at victorywaters.com tonight at 8:30 p.m. This is nothing, y'all. This is mild compared to her show. This is mild, y'all. This is mild. So you guys stay tuned and be blessed and have a great evening. Love you, Victory.
Love you, baby.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.